In Russia, the government is deciding on its next moves against terrorism. In response to a school siege that left hundreds dead, Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to cut back some democratic freedoms. Putin says he's going to strengthen the control of the central government. His critics say Putin's policies are part of the problem. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today proposed major changes to Russia's electoral system he says will help fight terrorism.
Задача для выполнения которой требуется мобилизация всех ресурсов.
This challenge calls for the mobilization of all resources, Putin said. He said it's necessary to consolidate the power of the executive branch of government and proposed that regional governors no longer be elected by the people, but named by Moscow and confirmed by regional parliaments. Putin also proposed eliminating individual races for the national parliament. Voters would choose only a party, and seats would be distributed proportionally. Putin has already significantly consolidated power since taking office almost 5 years ago. Critics say he has insulated himself by cutting regional authority, by relying on colleagues from his former employer, the KGB, and by exercising control over Russia's television channels. Leonid Radzikovsky, a political columnist for a variety of news outlets, says there's no political opposition left, even to criticize the government's handling of the school siege.
It could have created an unpleasant situation for Putin if he had any political rivals in the country who could play this card against him. But there are no political rivals, even no potential rivals. So whenever something happens, the reaction will be the same. Let's consolidate around our president, not because he's good, but just because there is no one else.
Over the weekend, one newspaper, Moskovsky Komsomolets, blamed the government's misinformation and mistakes in Beslan on faceless sycophants, Soviet-style officials surrounding Putin who seek mostly to avoid personal blame. Military analyst Alexander Goltz says the military's approach to fighting terrorism is also reminiscent of earlier times when the massive Soviet army was preparing for traditional wars. The budget for Russia's security forces has risen steadily during Putin's time in office, but Goltz says they aren't equipped to infiltrate terrorist groups.
The failure of our security service happened not when terrorists took the school in Beslan, not when some suicide bombers killed herself and dozen people on Moscow street. It happens when it became clear that our security service has no, absolutely no information of this terrorist network.
Polls show most Russians believe terrorist attacks on the rise during Putin's time in office will continue. Putin says Russia is facing an all-out war against international terrorism. But many analysts believe terrorist attacks in Russia remain rooted in Moscow's conflict with Chechnya. Since the school siege in Beslan, there have been renewed calls for Putin to negotiate with Chechen separatists. But many Russians approve of his tough stance and say what's needed is a crackdown on corruption among police and the domestic security services. Working out in a school gym in Moscow, judo coach Yevgeny Kolbin grabs the arm of a student, then flips him. Putin built a tough image in part on his mastery of judo. Kolbin believes the president can still protect the country.
I think that our president is the figure.
I think our president is exactly the figure we should unite behind. The situation in the country is very difficult now. What he does and what he's done, I think, deserves a lot of respect.
That's just what Putin wants to hear. Emily Harris, NPR News, Moscow.